Good morning. Good morning, listener. It's been a while. Well, it's been a while since I've spoken to you from the mobile recording booth. I got to work about an hour ahead of schedule, which is good because I gotta catch up on some stuff, but at the same time, I'm here by myself, in my car, in a parking lot. So I thought, why not make an audio? By the way, that's my work phone going off in the background. Why not make an audio like old times? You know what? I used to have the reputation of just doing audios in my car, which is nice because you can do them anywhere, like a parking lot or a beach in California, which is where I did a lot of them. But I'm trying to branch out, you know, sort of foray into other avenues, mostly in secret, because I feel like that's where the best audios come from, in secret. Like right now, I have my leg hiked over my car console and my window down, and there's about 9 cars in the parking lot, which means there are people in the surrounding buildings that could probably be watching me with my hand up my skirt right now. But that makes it more fun, doesn't it? I would love to catch somebody masturbating in their car. Not someone creepy. Oh, there's a guy behind me. Hi, good morning. Anyway, I would love to catch somebody masturbating out in public. Decency, of course, in the comfort of their own car, as an adult. But still, I think it'd be kind of risky. In fact, I haven't had a lot of risky sex like that. Although one time with an ex-boyfriend of mine, we did, get naughty at a park after dark. It was in the middle of the city, and I mean, there was some light, but mostly it was covered. And of course, your favorite space girl had to be near the light enough that somebody could see us if they really came by. And that was really fun, because I remember I got down on my knees and I sucked him off and got him really, really thick and hard. And then when he couldn't take it anymore, I let him have me, bend me over these real shitty bleachers that were there, and we fucked, and it was really fun. I think, and then we went back to his house, pretty sure. I don't know, I can't remember the rest of the night, but I do remember that, and that was fun. Oh, and a car park, like a car garage. I've had sex there. I like teasing in public. I like keeping my lover on edge. You know, a quick dick grab or brushing up against my ass. I like to be chased that way. And lusted after. So, today it's just your run-of-the-mill, quick get-off in public. But, I don't know. I've got plans for really great audios. But I'm terrible at sound effects and editing and all that junk. I just straight do it like a common person through my phone. This is rambling. Let's get back to business, yeah? You didn't click this link just to listen to me ramble. Okay. The weather is really nice, if you're wondering. It's sunny and 68 degrees. Oh, fuck. Oh, I am so frisky lately. And strangely enough, hang on, that's an audio commercial. Strangely enough, I just cannot be satisfied. And I've been watching so much porn, and I'm really into anal stuff lately, which is strange because I always chicken out to do anal. I mean, I've had opportunities before and I've tried it. I've really relaxed and psyched myself up, and then last minute I just bail. I don't know what that is. Freud would know what that was, but I can't pinpoint it. So anyway, when I'm lying in my bed at night, after I say goodnight to all my friends on Discord, and I turn off all my lights and I set my alarm, then I usually, like, search for some quick audio to get off to, because, you know, I'm a fast girl, I don't need much. So, but mostly it's been, like, lesbian anal stuff. It just seems exciting. I've used a strap-on on ex-boyfriends, you know, in a consenting adult relationship. And I really like it. I think it's super enjoyable. I know not everybody likes it. Not every woman and not every man, but I really think it's fun. It's very romantic. If you want it to be. Sometimes you can do it rough, but most of the time, my partner liked it with romance. So, I don't know. Maybe that's what I'm into about lesbian anal stuff, because you can just, like, you know, pleasure her as much as she wants. But anyway, it's catching my fancy lately, and that's what I've been masturbating to. It's really nice. Like, last night I watched one where it was a woman who was, like, the MILF category, like an older woman, and a woman, like, in her mid-20s, maybe. But they were, like, on the couch or something, and of course, like every porn is, it's like, oh, you can see my panties. Oh, cute panties. They feel so good. What's underneath them? That kind of stuff. But, I mean, it got the job done. It was nice. I liked it. Oh, and it's now already making me very, very frisky. So, I should probably tell you what I'm doing. I have my hand up my skirt and down my panties. And while I'm rubbing my clit and rubbing myself, I'm staring at my tits in my dress. Oh, and I'm wearing one of my favorite bras. It's black lace. And it's not really supportive, but it just hugs my breasts. And they look really cute and sweet and soft. I taste really good. But they are soft. And they're firm and white and pink. And I've got, like, peachy colored nipples, for those of you that have never seen them. And they're perky. They're just, like, perfect little stress balls. I know I've said this before, but sometimes when... Oh, a car's coming. Sometimes when I'm in traffic or when I'm on the phone, I'll just randomly grab my tits. And they just feel so good. It's hard not to. Oh no, it's a coworker. I hope she doesn't say hello to me when she gets out of her car. So... I should go back to doing what I was doing. Good morning! Anyway. So I'm rubbing my clit here in my car. And I'm imagining some cute, pretty-faced girl. Oh, just eating me out. That my fingers are her tongue. She's licking and kissing and sucking on my pussy. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I want it so bad. I feel so submissive lately. Like I could just be laid down and devoured by someone else. Oh, I like it even better. If her master was there, pressing her face into my pussy, pinching my nipples while she eats me up. If it was a woman, I'd want her to sit on my face. But if it was a man, Oh, I'd want him to tease my mouth with his cock. Oh, just smearing the head on my lips. Oh, making me want it even more. I would want his pet's face in my cunt. And I'd want him in my mouth. Oh, fuck. And I'd try to get him to come before his pet got me to come. That would be my ideal right now. Oh, I want to ditch work and do that instead. Oh, fuck. I have to be quiet. Which is gonna be hard. Alright, I think one is enough. This audio's already pretty long. Besides, I still have another, 9 hours to go. Have a super great day, listener. I hope you enjoyed this audio as much as I enjoyed making it. Have a good day.